Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damian Arsenis. Mate, how's your week of hoops been?
Always good with basketball.
And playoffs, not just basketball, but playoffs basketball.
That's right. We've got a number of Aussies playing in the NBA, and they are killing it, and we'll speak more about them later.
We will, but as we do every week, we're going to be starting off with our starting five, where we have a look at five topics in 5 minutes, and we're going to start off with a little bit of news that came through during the week that Anthony Bennett, former number one draft pick to Cleveland, controversial at the time and still probably even more controversial, there was news that he could potentially find his way to the NBL, to the Sydney Kings specifically. This was reported by Bertie Nodge. It doesn't look like it's probably going to go ahead, Damo, but if Anthony Bennett was to make his way to the NBL, do you think it would actually be that big of a deal?
I think it'd be great. It's a great marketing thing to bring a player of his notoriety, I guess.
I think that's a perfect word, actually. We saw this a couple of years ago, not with the number one draft pick, but we saw the Melbourne Tigers at the time draft Johnny Flynn, who was a former number six draft pick that was seen to be a big bust as well, even though he had a decent rookie season. And we saw what Johnny Flynn was able to provide for this market. And even someone like James Ennis, who went to Perth, who was just drafted. He was a second rounder, but he was drafted. So we can see what bringing a player of that caliber into the team or into the league can do. But Anthony Bennett really hasn't shown anything in the NBL, so in the NBA, so I don't know how much it'd add, but publicity-wise, it's probably a good thing.
It'd be a good marketing tool. I also think his game's better suited to the NBL. He's not really a traditional power forward. He's not big enough, I guess, for the NBA. But in the NBL, we're not as big and we're quicker. And I think he might be more suited to the league here if he can get his fitness up. That was always a problem too. So I think it'd be a good marketing ploy. Is he coming? No, he's not. And I'm sure a team like the Kings will be able to bring in someone else, just like they did with Josh Childress.
They have plenty of salary caps, so they'll be happy to go for whoever they can get, I think. Topic number two, and we're talking about NBL free agency here, Damo. Which graduating college players, and we've spoken a lot about college over the past few weeks, which graduating college players should NBL teams be targeting? There's a few of them.
Yeah, look, there's four that stand out for me. They're bona fide NBL players. If not, they could probably get a gig in Europe or maybe even NBA D League and work their way through there. But Anthony Drimmick, Melbourne boy, Boise State graduate, fifth year senior. So he
was the guy that I think a couple of years ago we thought was a very good chance of making the NBA, but in the last couple of years, probably with injury concerns.
Injury. After we spoke to him too on the
I think we cursed him. I think we cursed him.
So definitely him. He's battled back from injury and closed out the season really well. So he's going to be a great pickup. He does have a dual passport though, so he can play as a local in Europe. So that's just something to keep in mind. You got Peter Hooley. We all know what Peter Hooley managed to do at Albany with that big shot last year. He wasn't able to replicate that, but still he's a winner. He knows how to win. He's taken the Albany program there. He's from South Australia, so there's been some rumours he's been linked to the Adelaide 36ers, but anyone that picks him up, he'll be a great addition to any team. Majok Deng, he's a guy we've spoken a lot about this year. A big swingman, I think he's 6'8", can hit the three ball, had a lot of success at ULM, and he's definitely someone that can come in and make an immediate impact.
And the last player, this is the player this that the I one. Would I would put to the NBL.
This is a guy that I think can put bums on seats in the NBL. This is a guy that broke the dunking record for Eastern Washington last season. It's Venki Joyce. He's an interior player, exciting player. He blocks shots at one end and dunks them at the other. He's a guy that can put bums on seats in an NBL game.
I've tried to campaign already to Andrew Gaze about trying to select Venki Joyce. Hopefully there are better things on the horizon for Venki. Like if he can somehow make his way onto an NBA roster or play in Summer League or D League or anything like that, that'd be fantastic. But man, I'd love to see Venki.
He would be great for the NBL, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, and topic number three, which European players do you think NBL teams should be targeting, Damo?
Well, I think the one everyone would have high on their priority list would be Ryan Brokhoff. He's having an outstanding season. We'll talk a little bit more about him in a moment as to how his season is going in Russia with Lokomotiv Kuban. But realistically, he ain't coming back. If anything, if he has a good Olympics, he's going to be going to the NBA. So we're looking at guys like David Anderson. Now, he's been linked to the Melbourne United Club. What do you think about that, Chris?
I wouldn't mind having David Anderson.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting pickup.
He'd come in with a lot of experience. He's played in the NBA. So he's bringing a lot of like high quality basketball. He's got a high IQ. I think he'd be perfect to mentor the younger players in the club. I think he'd be a perfect fit.
Yeah, particularly with Daniel Kickett leaving. Very similar type of player, able to extend the defense, able to hit the three ball as well. But I think with Melbourne United, particularly if those Nathan Jawai talks come to fruition and he ends up there, you've got to be very careful with Majuk Majuk as well, whether defensively that becomes a liability for them as well. So definitely David Anderson should be high on the list. He's been linked with Melbourne United. Brad Newley is another one who continually comes up every season and continues to be linked with the Adelaide 36ers, given Adelaide's his hometown. So he's had a great season with Gran Canaria in the Euro Cup, and he's coming to the end of his career, so he might be looking to come back. And another one of your favourites, Chris.
One of my favourites, Brock Modem. This is a guy that when he was playing in college for Washington State, he was coming into his senior season. He's in the same draft class as Matthew Dellavedova. And at that stage, I was having a conversation with one of my co-hosts on a former show that I hosted. And I said that I thought that Brock Modem would have a higher chance of getting drafted. But keeping in mind, this was before their senior season, that he would have a better chance of getting drafted than Matthew Dellavedova. In the end, we know that neither of them got drafted. But obviously, Matthew Dellavedova has been able to put together a bit more of a... obviously, he's in the NBA, so I don't know if he's a successful career. I don't know what words you want to use. But he has gone on to do bigger and better things, Matthew Dellavedova. So I held out hope for a while that Brock Modem would be able to have a crack at the NBA. Obviously, that hasn't occurred, but if we get him in the NBL, that'd be a massive coup, I feel.
Yeah, it definitely would be. He's been rumored. He's been linked to the Brisbane Bullets. Now, there's lots of rumors going around, but he is from Queensland. So let's see what happens
there. I'd love to see it.
And just a couple of other guys to look at. Alex Marich, he's really reinvigorated his career. He had a great season in the Adriatic League with Budućnost, I think it's called. So he's done really, really well there. He's a guy that could be looking to come back at the end of his career. Big guy center, definitely could be something Sydney could use as well. And another couple of guys, Dan Tristan, Mitch McCarron from the same class as well.
Mitch McCarron's one of these guys that we thought could have ended on an NBA roster as well.
Definitely.
Who was playing for which Summer League team? He was playing in the Summer League for one of the NBA teams. Obviously, former Div 2 player, played at the same...
Division 2 player of the year.
Yeah, played at the same college as Mark Worthington. So
Metro State.
Absolutely. A lot of potential there for Mitch, so I would love to see him in the NBL. Topic number four, your boy, Paddy Thrills. Is he in for a big NBA playoff statement? We're two games in. He's already dominating. He's averaging 15.5 points per game, 2 assists per game. His shooting line, 56, 53, 75. How big is his playoffs going to be?
He's having a great start to the playoffs. This is what we've seen from Paddy in the past, and he's really delivering right now. He is owning the Grizzlies right now. Absolutely owning. And it's really encouraging to be an Aussie and watching all these Aussies doing so well in the NBA finals. But Paddy Mills...
on good teams.
...is given the thrills.
Very good. Look, the thing about Paddy, I think he's really cemented himself as one of the best backup point guards in the entire league, let alone...
Oh, agree. We spoke about this a while ago. Yeah. Is he the logical choice to replace Tony Parker? And I think
at
he's answering
stage,
again.
At this looking like that, absolutely.
It's a big yes. And he's got the confidence of Pop, and Pop's running him, and he's delivering. Let's see how far he can run it. And if he stays healthy, I think we're really going to look at a great Western Conference semifinals going on. I'm calling it now.
When you're doing it on the big stage, that's the most important thing. It's not as if he's doing it in junk time. And
in an Olympic year.
Absolutely. Even better. Man, how good would it be to see
him? How good would that be? Delhi's killing it. Paddy's killing it. You know, Delhi had 9 assists today in the Cavs win. Absolutely important, vital cog there.
Speaking of the Olympics, that brings us to topic number 5. Should Dante Exum play for the Boomers or focus on the NBA?
My question to you, Chris, if he played, given he's missed 12 months recuperating... the last time he pulled on a Guernsey was when he was injured playing for the Boomers. Would the Jazz want to risk him? And given he hasn't played, is what value would he actually deliver to the Boomers at the Olympics?
So that's an interesting question, because that when you first have a look at the question and say, all right, should he play? Your immediate reaction is yes, because he's a former top 10 draft pick. What was he, 5 or 6? Obviously, he's got tremendous talent, was able to jump straight from high school basketball in Australia, not just high school basketball in the States,
That's
high school
right.
basketball in Australia to the NBA, didn't really seem out of his depth at all, then had that big injury. You would think that he would add a lot to the Boomer squad for Rio, but then he's been out of the game for so long.
That's right.
And we've got such a solid backcourt. In the guys we were just
Paddy
mentioning,
Mills, Matthew
Dellavedova, Paddy Mills.
Throw in a guy like Joe Ingles that can handle and playmake as well. And they're all shooting the three ball outstandingly. Throw in a guy like Ryan Brokoff, as well. And I'm not sure what Dante Exum actually brings for this Olympic campaign.
Obviously, he's going to be tremendously important in the future campaigns, world champs and so
definitely
forth.
Definitely. Not ruling him out from that. But given he just hasn't played in 12 months.
But that is a very interesting question. Even though you would say he's in our best handful of players.
Definitely.
He's probably not going to add a lot to our team. Should he play in the Olympics this year?
Look, the only thing I can see for him is that continuity thing. Being part of the program, being with the guys, being there for continuity for, say, the next World Championship. I think that, or the World Cup, I think they've rebranded it. So I think that's the only thing in his favour. Right now, I think we can find a roster place for someone else that's going to be able to provide immediate value.
Now, we are a bit tight for time, but let's move on to Lokomotiv Kuban. Give us a bit of an update about how they're going.
Ryan Brokhoff is in the middle of a 5-game quarterfinal series against the might of FC Barcelona.
I'm glad you said that. We had a conversation before the show started, and I'm glad you went with that.
In game one, Lokomotiv won, and Ryan Brokhoff had the big game ceiling dunk and made the most memorable moments for EuroLeague.
Good to
as
see
well.
Australians getting on highlights reels for dunks. I see that a lot.
It was great. And unfortunately, the next two games they lost, though. So right now they're trailing 1-2 ahead of game four. It's a must-win game, and if they lose that, they're out. So win, and we're going to go to a game five to see if they can get to the EuroLeague Final Four.
Now, we're going to finish off the show as we always do by talking about what we're looking forward to the week ahead. Damo, what are you looking forward to this week?
NBA.
Playoffs basketball. Specifically, the Cleveland and Detroit series. There's two Aussies in either of those teams.
Exactly.
Phenomenal series so far. Even though Detroit are down 2-0, they've actually showed a lot of fight. That game one especially.
It was a great game.
Phenomenal game of basketball. Great game. The only thing about Detroit is I think they probably would have peaked in that game. I don't know if they can play any better than they did. But it's been fantastic to watch. So that's my go-to series, I guess, for this week.
It's hard to go past that. How does Golden State go without potentially Steph Curry for a game or two?
They've got Bogey, so don't worry.
Exactly right. And I think they'll win without him, without Curry anyway. So lots to look forward to in the NBA this week. Lots of great Aussies playing in the NBA.
Absolutely, Damon. Where can we find all your stuff, mate?
We can find you, or find me, at pickandroll.com.au, on Facebook, pickandrollau, and the same on Twitter.
And you can find Zoom Sports at Twitter, at Zoom Sports TV. We'll catch you next week, Damo.
Catch ya.